You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
Sounds like the spaceship has just landed. I'm Marcy Silman. The other Washington finally passed a budget, and our Washington is left with the title of lame duck government. No deal on a gas tax package. No plan out of a climate working group. Everything pushed back to January. Here to tell us why this is happening, our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Hey, Austin.
It's not just gridlock on the roads, right, Marcy?
No, not just gridlock on the roads, gridlock everywhere. Yesterday, late yesterday, as you reported, Jay Inslee said no go on this gas tax package. They've been talking about this for weeks. What killed it?
You know, ultimately, just the inability to use, an appropriate analogy, bridge their differences. The governor says they got closer, but not close enough to get a deal that the leadership could agree on and that could muster the votes to pass the legislature and that would then justify calling a special session before the end of the year or first thing in January before the regular session gets going. So bottom line is, after 12 negotiating sessions, they just couldn't meet in the middle.
You're talking about a possible special session before the 13th of January when they convene?
The governor was willing and ready to do that if he had a deal and if he knew he could call them back into session and get the votes. Now, as these negotiations progressed, it started to seem less and less likely that would happen. And certainly his Apple Cup deadline of Thanksgiving weekend came and went. Now he's sort of joking that, well, the Apple Cup is still the deadline. It's just not the 2013 Apple Cup. It's the 2014 Apple Cup.
Well, it may be till then, so we see anything. Do they have any kind of talks scheduled between now and the start of the legislative session?
No, the plan is everyone will go off and have their holidays and come back in January. And the governor's feeling is that the House has already passed a transportation funding package, not the bond bill to fund it, but the actual package. And he thinks it's now the Senate's turn. Now, the Senate is controlled by this mostly Republican majority coalition. Senator King is the co-chair of the Transportation Committee over there. He indicated that he understands it may be the Senate's turn to make the next move. But there is concern among the advocates for a package that come January, it starts to get much more difficult because other issues come into play. It's a legislative session, and it's an election year. You've got all the House members, about half the senators up for election, and who really wants to take a gas tax vote in an election year?
Meanwhile, this week, the climate group, the bipartisan climate group that the governor had assembled, announced they were going to postpone any vote on a proposal for cap and trade, essentially. Why can't they come to an agreement on this issue of the climate?
Well, this is the governor's climate change work group. It's got Republicans and Democratic lawmakers, and he's on there, but as a non-voting member. I talked to him today. He's still indicating that they're working behind the scenes to see if they can get to some consensus and, you know, what portion of the loaf of bread that he wants would that be really remains to be seen. But a cap and trade system is still highly controversial. The Republicans view this as sort of an anti-business, bad for the economic climate kind of thing. The governor thinks it's vital to the state's future. And so you have tremendous differences around this. And, but this is one of the governor's signature issues. And so regardless of what happens with this work group, I think you can fully expect to see him continuing to push for these kinds of carbon pollution caps. But he's saying it's probably not going to be something he rolls out in 2014. It's something he'll study in 2014, and maybe it'll be ready for 2015.
Now, both the climate change issue and, in fact, transportation were issues that the governor campaigned on. How much of the stalled action comes back to him?
Well, to be clear, the governor, when he was a candidate, was not clear whether he thought transportation funding should happen in 2013 or 2014. When he got into office, then he very quickly started pushing for it sooner rather than later. You know, he's in a situation where he's got divided government. Transportation funding packages, gas tax increases are never easy. And, candidly, he said today that when I asked him what the kind of biggest disappointment of his first year in office is, he said it's this transportation thing. He really wanted this. But it's also clear, the sort of eternal optimist that he is, that he's not giving up on the idea that this can't happen early in 2014. I think the political kind of tea leaves suggest it starts to become more of a long shot, but he's still talking a good game, and he's got Republicans and Democrats flanking him who are saying they're committed to continuing to work on it after the holidays when they come back.
Well, we'll see about that. Austin Jenkins, Olympia correspondent, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's The Record with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.